Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
If you're interested in rabbit rearing, you have come to the right place, and the Jamaica 4-H Clubs can help you with the information you need on how to do it right. We tell you more on today's program and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Ganja can be legally grown in Jamaica, but to do this, you must have a license, and it must only be grown for scientific research and religious purposes as a sacrament in adherence to the Rastafarian faith. Each household may grow up to 5 ganja plants for personal use. Remember, smoking in public is illegal. To get more information, call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
The rearing of rabbits has proven to be a viable economic activity, whether the animals are being raised as pets or for their meat. The Jamaica 4-H movement has tested and proven this theory over the years through its rabbit care and management training program. Executive Director of the Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Ron Blake, says the club's membership, which ranges from ages 5 to 25 years, is enthused about rabbits. The introduction of rabbits into the 4-H training agenda began years ago with the development of a new rabbit breed called Salisbury Black. The rabbit care and management program entails breeding, feeding systems, the construction of rabbit houses, and slaughtering, which entails a broader area of marketing for the product. The courses are done at the club level as well as the parish level, where officers organize training. Youngsters are drawn from various communities, schools, or college clubs and trained for a couple of hours, or they may opt for a longer training course. Focus areas include selection and breeding, house design and construction, and other husbandry practices. If you have an interest in raising rabbits for food or as pets, contact the Jamaica 4-H Clubs at 927-405-022. And on our calling farmers notice board this morning, Tullow Jamaica Limited is advising ship owners, fishing vessel owners, agents, shipmasters, skippers, fishermen, yachtsmen, and seafarers that it is carrying out a 2D seismic survey in the southern section of the island. The survey started on January 13 and will end on February 14. The survey vessel BGP Challenger, callsign 3ETJF, will have 24-hour operations and will be accompanied by 2 support vessels. All vessels will display appropriate day shapes and lights during reduced visibility and night operations. A wide berth is requested and an exclusion zone of 5 nautical miles astern and 1.5 nautical miles at the beam and ahead will be in place. The BGP Challenger will be listing on VHF Channel 16 throughout the project. And the New Beginning Farmers Association will be hosting its general meeting on Thursday, January 28 at 2 p.m. on the grounds of the Jointwood Apostolic Church. All members are invited. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you want good, your nose has to run. Translation: if you want good things, your nose has to run. And this means to accomplish certain things, you have to make a sacrifice.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache, and weakness. Protect yourself from Zikvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers with student engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agricultural sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.